Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Biz aşağıdaki bayanatı Hazreti Şahmanana Muhammed Hakim Akhtar Sabr Abdullah Ali ve Taytul Diyari Medina. Nazar dundati hai Nazar dundati hai Diyari Medina دل اور جا بے قرار مدینہ نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جا بے قرار مدینہ ودیکو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جا بے قرار مدینہ ودیکو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آ رہا فرما ہے سرور نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جا بے قرار مدینہ ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر یہی تے پروانہ شمع انور یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں مدینہ کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسماں میں نشان نبی ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یہ مسجد قباء کی قندیل تیبا نبی کی ضیاء کی مدینے کے دیوار مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ اے دل اور جا بے قرار مدینہ یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر فلک بوسہ زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر فلک بوسہ زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ ہے دل اور جا بے قرار مدینہ وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں مدینہ کا شہرا ہفت آسماں میں مدینے کے دیوار در دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا اختر تا فلسب و سزن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر، نظر دونتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جا بے قرار مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ رب العالمین، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا، أما بعد. ديزا بيان زفوا دادا الشيخ رحمة الله عليه، ديزا بيان سن the hearts for those of people that have hearts also. Really we don't even know whether we have hearts. Person like myself, we have stones and rocks only. That is why we come to Wahdat Wala. For the hearts to become real hearts, so we can connect our hearts to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and understand what a beautiful deen Allah Pak has given us. And as we hear from Hazrat Wala also, ki muttaqi banna bahut mushkil hai. To become pious is very difficult. But find a friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will connect you to Madina Sharif. It'll connect you to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that to become pious will become enjoyable. To sit at their feet, then there is no meaning to sports, entertainment, and family time, and going here and going there. These are the gardens of Jannat. And, subhanallah, when we come to our Hazrat Wala, we learn how to sit with shauq and desire. So this is training for us. When a person goes to Madina Munawwara, subhanallah, now he knows how to walk. Now he knows how to make salam. Because he was trained in the company of his sheikh. When he passes the house of his beloved sheikh, the feeling that goes to the heart, when he comes to Diyar in Madina Munawwara, subhanallah, my husband told me about this place. He told me about the Roza Mubarak. He told me about the green dome. He told me about the gullies of Madina Sharif. He told me about the palm trees of Madina Munawwara. As Hazrat Wala says, we've traveled the world. We've seen all the Victoria Falls and this falls and the waterfalls and the gardens of Spain and where we've been to. But when we land in Madina Munawwara, the first palm tree we see is more beautiful than everything in the world. Just that one palm tree of Madina Sharif. Because the nisbah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we understand what a beautiful deen Allah Pak has given us. By sitting in the company of the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we understand these are bayad of Hazrat Wala. For those people that have hearts also, Allah ta'ala open our hearts and give us understanding. I don't have the words, I don't even know how to make tarjuma. We still have an L on the back, learner, we're still learning. Jahil hai, we're still learning. So we have come to learn the sabak of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, but the ishq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Wala say, nazar dunti hai diyar Madina, that the eyes are in search of the walls and the gates of Madina Munawwara. When we will see once again the beautiful walls of Madina Munawwara, where the beloved of Allah is, and the beloved of my heart also, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very important point Hazrat Wala teaches us over here also. Hazrat Wala says also that the more we read the seerah, the study the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then definitely, automatically you fall in love with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. You have to learn about him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His external, his internal, his seerah, his surat, his style, his way, his mannerism, his akhlaq, the shafqat, his muhabbat. The more we learn, the more we study it, and the more we stay in the company with the pious, we see the reflection of that. The muhabbat, the shafqat, the welcome, the marhaba, and how they teach us about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then automatically the heart falls in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He dil aur ja be qarar madina. Allah ta'ala give me understanding of these lines, but the heart is restless. The heart is restless to go to Madinatul Munawwara. And that's how the mu'min's heart should be. As it says also, as a sign of iman and love, that every day the camera of the heart goes to Madina Munawwara. I just want to see a little bit. I don't need the camera of the phone. I don't need some photos. It's all going to do from heart to heart. When the heart is connected, then there's no boundaries. There's no boundaries. Many a person may be far from Madina Munawwara, but really his heart is residing there. Like how our Dada Sheikh used to say also, that the murid should build, the murid should build a house in the heart of his sheikh and he should reside there. Build a house in the heart of the sheikh and reside there. And our sheikh, where he is residing, subhanallah, in whose heart is the Roza Mubarak. And connecting us all the time, go back to Madina Munawwara, go back to Madina Munawwara. And the du'as that teaches us also, Ya Allah, give me the knowledge of every sunnah. Give me the love for every sunnah. Amal upon every sunnah. And Allah, accept my life with the khidmat of sunnah in the world. From here we can understand from the du'as also, what deep love and connection leads to Madinatul Munawwara. وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر سبحان اللہ when we go to these places we don't see anything but because we learned from Hazrat Wala now you go there and see in احد so as a person who go just for ziyarat and now also the guards around the Rauda Mubarak they call the people Zair no more Hajj oh Hajj like Zair oh visitor tourist we came for ziyarat before was Hajj oh Hajj so now tourist bus is a tourist spot also whereas Allah wala they have to go elsewhere when they go to Uhud and they go to Rauza Mubarak and they go to Madinah Munawwara as it says Rahmatullah Ali look at the Mount of Uhud and you will find the scenario of bravery Sahaba radiallahu anhum what bravery they had in them and all this is wafadari loyalty to Nabi Ali salatu salam the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala when it came to not making sabr upon masaib and difficulties and ita'at and obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then they took the highest certificate, radiyallahu anhum. Allah said, I'm happy with them. Look at the bravery. Nothing held them back for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Look at the khun and the blood of the shaheed and the martyrs of Uhud. Look at that manzar, Musa bin Umair, the Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Musa bin Umair, what a youth of Makkah al-Mukarrama. He was a trendsetter at that time. Important perfumes and important clothing that he used to wear. But when he heard Nabi Ali salatu wasalam is in the house of Arqam bin Abil Arqam radiallahu anhu, and he went there and he fell in love with Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. Then he prepared to give up everything. All his perfumes and all the clothing and everything else. Now the heart became perfumed. Now the akhlaq became perfumed. Amal became scented. There was no more just the external. Now he wants likes, he wants subscribes, look at me, mujhko dekh, look at me. Uploading the recipes, uploading the food, we're having this for supper, then for breakfast. Give me the likes and subscribes. And the likes and subscribes also to my channel or my website is because it's further away from Madinah Munawwara. And that which is close to Madinah Munawwara, myself also, I want the likes and subscribes, but that lifestyle and the style of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, not like, dislike. No subscribe. But give me the subscribe and the like. Look at the khun of shahadat of Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Musa bin Umair radiallahu anhu. When he fell in love with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then he gave everything. To the extent it's mentioned in the riwayat also. His mother shackled him. She tied him with chains. And wrapped him up in a chatai, in a hasir. In a straw mat that he can't run away. Finally the day came when he found a gap and he ran for his life. He ran for his life to save his iman. And Nabi Ali salatu wasalam finally sent him to Madinah Munawwara as the first muqri, the first ustaz of the Ansar. What sharafat Allah Ta'ala had given him. And finally when his mouth came in the battle of Uhud, the same youth that was such plush clothing and such fragrance. Now when they were burying him, there wasn't enough kafan to even give him his kafan properly. But the wafadari, the loyalty to Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. وہ سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر اسی میں تو آرام فدا ہے فرما ہے سرور سرور وہ ہے سامنے حضرت says in front of you look at the green dome and how beautiful it is. It tells us also about the little ant of Iraq and he made dua it's on his hind legs and he raised his hands that Ya Allah I heard about the green dome Ya Allah also want to see it But these short legs of mine, where is going to reach over there? But the heart is there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of the ant. It's an anecdote. Allah ta'ala inspired a vision of the haram of Madina Munawwara. This is a friend of mine. This friend of mine, very far off, will pick him up and bring him. So Allah ta'ala sent the booing. And that pigeon came and he told the little ant, your dua accepted. Mustajab. Get on. Hold tight, close your eyes, there'll be turbulence. We're going to go very high into the sky. And Hazrat says also upon that point, subhanAllah, that person who has salib as sadiq, who has true love in him, and he wants islah to be made, and he's looking, Ya Allah, where will I find you? Allah will send his wali to pick you up. Allah will send the wali to pick you up. Well, look for my friends. There's somebody there out there. He's talking guna and sin, but he's crying. He's trying to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now go pick him up, connect him to Madina Munawwara. So Allah ta'ala sent the pigeon, picked up this little ant, and took him. He said, close your eyes, there will be turbulence. So in the path of Islah also, turbulence will come. Where a person will feel down sometime, then he feels irritated sometime, then he doesn't feel like keeping contact, then he'll keep contact. He's a constant mujahada. فَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِيْنَا Constantly coming for the majalis and taking hidayat. And Hazrat says, so many times all these hidayat we're giving in the majlis, but how many people are still sending their message? Hazrat Adam was doing this. We told you in the majlis already. We listen to all the majalis, all the answers will come in there. Just here and there, maybe sometime in a situation, then you have to contact the Shaykh. Otherwise everything, Allah Ta'ala will give the medication in the majalis when a person comes with true desire. So when that ant finally, that pigeon told the ant after some time, now open your eyes and look down. And when the ant opens his eyes and he looks down, he sees a green dome. Ya Allah, you brought me. Finally I made it to see the green dome. May Allah Ta'ala take us all over and over again. But afiyat, sihat and qabuliyat. Usimatu aram, and Hazrat says, that is where the master of the world is lying right now. Nabi alayhi salatu salam is alive in the qabr. And Nabi alayhi salatu salam receives our salams. SubhanAllah, recently one Sati said also, he says, you gave Umrah and you're listening to the bayans of Umrah and Hajj. And you're having halqa of ta'lim in the home. And there's some zikr and durood sharif. And right now in Umrah, he says, in the morning my 5-year-old son says, hey Papa, last night I saw in my dream Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he's standing on the mountain, this thing out of the city, he's standing on the mountain. And then he called me. So the youngster is telling the father, sent a message. He said, Papa, when I went near him, what a beautiful fragrance was emanating from him. And the kurta he was wearing wasn't like your kurta. It was very different type of kurta. Not like generally, the one piece long kurta. He said, wasn't wearing like your kurta. And then Nabi Ali salatu was stretched out his hands to make salam with me. So when he made salah with me, then he pulled my fingers a bit. And he's dropping it to himself and he says, that, oh young boy, Umar, I'm receiving the durood you're sending to me. Carry on sending it to me. Carry on. Nabi alayhi salam, the hayatul Nabi. We have to connect ourselves to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr, wa Farooq, wa Uthman, wa Haydar, radiyallahu anhum. Ayyitiyya, parawana, shabih anwar, shami' anwar. These were the moths around. These were the moths around that nur of nubuwat, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, Farooq Azam, Uthman, Hadar, great Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The first lamp that was lit in Madinatul Munawwar in the Haram was in 90 of nubuwat, 90 of Hijri. By Tanime Dari radiyallahu anhu. For 9 years there was no light. They said the real light was Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. They were the nur of the masjid. Innama ya'muru masajid Allah. They made the amir of the masjid. They were the chiraj and the lamps of Masjid al-Nabawi. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, so Farooq, Uthman, Hidr, how they give their life for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and how they kept his company. Every time you find the riwayat, Abu Bakr was there radiallahu anhu, Uthman was there, Ali was there, Umar was there. So Hazrat says, we read the riwayat, all the time there was majlis taking place. Kunna julusan inda Rasulillah, jalasna inda Rasulillah. Majlis was taking place. All the time they were waiting, when Nabi of Allah will come out, we'll sit with him again. And we can grace our hearts content looking at the Mubarak face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, to Islam pehla jahan mein, Madina ka shahar hai, hafte asman mein. This is from here Islam spread from Madina Munawwara. They became the markaz of hidayat, where the muhajirin came, the ansar were there. And all Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam joined them together. And they made the brotherhood between them. And how they, what muhabbat they had for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That even when Khaybar was conquered, then that time Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam expressed to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that to the Ansar, that now I will give the Muhajirin pieces of land and orchards and gardens. And they will be independent. So you won't have to now host them in your homes anymore. What muhabbat with love it was based upon the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This year should be back into our homes to make the ta'aleem, connect our homes to the majalis. You see the nur of barakat, muhabbat and love will come in the home. The way Hazrat Wala says, before we had 10 people staying in the house, 8 people staying in one house, one bathroom, one toilet, 2-3 rooms, cottage. But there was so much muhabbat and love. Sharing the bathroom, sharing the place, reading Quran at the same time. And now the homes have become hotels. Own room, own bathroom, eat your own time. So they become hotels. So they extend the youngsters will put even a board on the on his door, room door. That no entry, just passes will be shot on sight. Rules are for my parents. Friends are welcome. They can walk in any time. The brothers and sisters, you're not welcome. One father told me, he says, my son did the same thing. He said, I took out the door. I told him, I put the door belongs to me. You don't tell me who can walk in, who can walk out. He said, I took the door off the hinges. So he has no door now. I said, well, that was a hotel. Now, mashallah, it's a home. Now, there's muhabbat and love. So here, Hazrat Wala says also, that from there, Islam spread in the world. And this is the city of Madinah al-Munawwara. Nishanin Nabi hai, Masjid Quba ki. Ek indeed, Sayyidah Nabi ki, Diya ki. Then Hazrat speaks about Masjid Quba. Masjid Quba, on Sabt, Yom al-Sabt, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam would take a walk sometime on conveyance. And he would reach Huraka Salah there. And the reward of Umrah, Allah Ta'ala will bless a personhood. But the lesson behind it, was we will go to Quba, and we just see the reward there, we need two rakats, and really we don't know what dua to make also. That is why, subhanAllah, we sit at the feet of Hazrat Wala. What heart they understand Quba, as it says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is go to Quba, as appreciation for those that were kind to him. So when you go to Quba also, we appreciate our parents, our grandparents, our atatiza, our sheikh, that because of them, alhamdulillah, their du'as, we have iman, we became huffaz, we became ulama, we come for majlis. So we don't forget those that did favors upon us. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam taught us a lesson by going to Quba every week. I didn't forget the ihsan and the kindness of these people upon me. When I came to Quba, how they hosted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So we go there, we take lessons also, how to conduct ourselves, what du'as to make, what niyats to make. Madina ki diwar, وہ در دیکھتے ہیں عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں حضرت says when you look at the walls of Madinah al-Munawwara then look at the condition of our hearts that how the hearts feel now subhanallah we come to Madinah al-Munawwara and how to keep the respect of Madinah al-Munawwara shouldn't be that now we just go there because of holiday we go for a holiday and those mashallah that understood what Umrah is about what Madinah al-Munawwara is about then is this something to just to go and relax. But it's something, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was commanded, that فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ when you complete, you become farigh from your da'wat in the day, فَانْصَبْ then tire yourself in the worship of Allah. Such worship that you get tired. And here we say, I'm going to relax in Madinah Munawwara. There's no relaxing in Madinah Sharif. Here the heart is a sukoon, but the body is in movement. That is a five-star hotel. And with the breakfast also, what a spread it was. Nabi of Allah didn't have food at home. Three moons they saw. And we say, but we paid for the breakfast. We're going to have the breakfast. And how we plan it, we have a later breakfast so we can skip the lunch. We're planning the food only. But Nabi Ali Salatu Salam even have it in his home also. So what is Madinah Munawwara about? A person understands Umrah and Hajj. There is no time. Mufti Mahmoud Sahib Rahimullah has mentioned about him. That even in Madinah Munawwara, he never missed one salah. Without performing it in the first surf for Takbir Ula. Although he had boils on his body, eczema, skin problem, and the heat also. But then to this Hazrat, take it easy. He said, how can I? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam is in the masjid. How can he be sitting in the room? And then to 50 tawafs. Person makes 50 tawafs. Hadith Sharif says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return him home like the day his mother gave birth to him, sinless. There's 50 tawafs. For a person, not just in one umrah trip, but many he can make it. But our Kaaba in one trip is to make 50 tawafs. In the heat also. Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahmatullahi, he will say, that Mufti Shafi Sahib rahimullah will say, that the best moments of my time was in the mataf, when I should be making tawaf at that time, and labbaik, and third kalima, and durood sharif, and the crowd used to be full, and banging me from one side to the other side, getting jostled around, and getting pushed around, only the love of Allah. They're getting irritated. Ya Allah, in your muhabbat. Obviously not with the ladies, only men over in the mataf. He said, those were moments where I forget myself also. I'm here in the muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ye maskan hai shah-e-madina ka akhtar, falak وہ سازن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر. حضرت سید that this is the maskan and the residence or the dwelling place of the master and the king of Madinatul Munawwar wa Akhtar. This is where Nabi Ali salatu wasalam is right now. This is where he is dwelling. This is his place of dwelling right now. And as it would say, as if every day that the skies of Jannat come down and kiss the earth of Madinatul Munawwara. That, oh Madina Munawwara, when would you transfer Nabi Ali salatu wasalam to the skies? That without Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, we are incomplete. Jannat is incomplete. So they are waiting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how beautifully has it tells us also that it's a point of pride for the ummah of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. That a person will be so parashar and anxiety in this world. But if Allah ta'ala has given the means, if Allah ta'ala has accepted, we are the only one ummah in the entire world that we can book our ticket, go to Madina Munawwara, and we know bil yaqeen with conviction we are standing before Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. And we can make salam to him. They know the nation in the world, whether the Christians, whether the Jews, they crucified or they lost their Nabi, whatever it is. Here, Allah Ta'ala has preserved our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of Madinatul Munawwara, for us to preserve the Sunnah lifestyle. To preserve the Sunnah lifestyle, and one is to go there, but the real effort is to make it to the Hawz al-Kawthar peacefully on the day of Qiyamah. That if I can't go to Madinatul Munawwara, then I can make it to the Hawz al-Kawthar by adopting the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah Ta'ala take us to Madinatul Munawwara, that we can stand there in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and make salam to him. And how beautifully we hear from Hazrat Wala in every bayan, أَخِيرَ مَنْ دُفِنَتْ بِالْقَاءِ عَظَمُهُ فَطَارَ مِنْ تِيبِهِنَّ الْقَاءُ وَالْأَكَمُ. Those lines of poetry, when you stand in front of the road of Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam making salam, there are two pullers there. So the same share and poem of Hazrat Wala recites in every khutbah before the bayan, the same poetry is written on both of those pillars. So you can imagine Hazrat Wala when he sings those, he's standing before the Rauza Mubarak right now. For how many years he's engraved there on those two pillars, Ya Khairam and Dufinat. May Allah Ta'ala take us over and over again and give us true love for Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam.